वासुदेवाय
Chapter 7, the title of the chapter is Son of Drona Punished, text number 7. Yasyam,
Yasyam Vaishuyamanayam,
Yasyam Vaishuyamanayam,
Yasyam Vaishuyamanayam,
Yasyam Vaishuyamanayam,
Krishne Paramapurushe,
Krishne Paramapurushe,
Krishne Paramapurushe,
Krishne Paramapurushe,
Bhaktir Utpatya Depumsa,
Bhaktir Utpatya Depumsa,
Bhaktir Utpatya Depumsa,
Bhaktir Utpatya Depumsa,
Soha Moha Bhayapaha,
Soha Moha Bhayapaha,
Soha Moha Bhayapaha,
Soha Moha Bhayapaha,
Yasyam.
Yes,
this Vedic literature,
why
certainly
Shuyamanayam,
simply by giving oral reception,
Krishne,
unto Lord Krishna,
Parama,
Supreme,
Purushe,
unto the personality of Godhead,
Bhakti,
feelings of devotional service,
Utpadhyate,
sprouts up,
Pumsaha,
of the living being,
Soka,
lamentation,
Moha,
illusion,
Bhaya,
fearfulness,
Apaha,
that which extinguishes.
Translation
by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Simply by giving oral reception to this Vedic literature, the feeling for loving devotional service to Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, sprouts up at once to extinguish the fire of lamentation, illusion and fearfulness. Translation responsively. Simply by giving oral reception
to this Vedic literature,
the feeling for loving devotional service
to Lord Krishna,
the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
sprouts up
at once
to extinguish
the fire of
lamentation,
illusion, delusion and fearfulness.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada.
There are various senses of which the ear is the most effective. This sense works even when a man is deep asleep. One can protect himself from the hands of an enemy while awake, but while asleep, one is protected by the ear only. The importance of hearing is mentioned here. In connection with attaining the highest perfection of life, namely, getting free from three material pangs. Everyone is full of lamentation at every moment. He is after the mirage of illusory things, and he is always afraid of the supposed enemy. These are the primary symptoms of material disease, and it is definitely suggested herein that simply by hearing the message of Srimad Bhagavatam, one gets attachment for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. And as soon as this is effected, the symptoms of the material diseases disappear. Srila Vyasadeva saw the all-perfect personality of Godhead, and in this statement, the all-perfect personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, is clearly confirmed. The ultimate result of devotional service is to develop genuine love for the Supreme Personality. Love is a word which is often used in relation with man and woman. And love is the only word that can properly used to indicate the relation between Lord Krishna and the living entities. The living entities are mentioned as Prakriti in Bhagavad Gita. And in Sanskrit, Prakriti is a feminine object. The Lord is always described as the Paramapurusha or the Supreme Male Personality. Thus, the affection between the Lord and the living entity is something like that between the male and female. Therefore, the term love of Godhead is quite appropriate. Loving devotional service to Lord begins with hearing about the Lord. There is no difference between the Lord and the subject matter heard about Him. The Lord is absolute in all respects, and thus there is no difference between Him and the subject matter heard about Him. Therefore, hearing about Him means immediate contact with Him by the process of vibration of the transcendental sound. And the transcendental sound is so effective that it acts at once by removing all material affections mentioned above. As mentioned before, a living entity develops a sort of complexity by material association, and the illusory engagement of material body is accepted as an actual fact. Under such false complexity, the living beings under different categories of life become illusion in different ways. Even in the most developed stage of human life, the same illusion prevails in the form of many isms and divides the loving relations with the Lord, and thereby divides the loving relation between man and man. By hearing the subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam, this false complexity of materialism is removed and real peace in society begins, which politicians aspire for so eagerly in so many political situations. The politicians want a peaceful situation between man and man, nation and nation. But at the same time, because of too much attachment for material domination, there is illusion and fearfulness. Therefore, the politicians' peace conferences cannot bring about peace in society. It can only be done by hearing the subject matter described in the Srimad Bhagavatam about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. The foolish politicians may go on holding peace and summit conferences for hundreds of years, but they will fail to achieve success until we reach the stage of re-establishing our last relation with Krishna. The illusion of accepting the body as the self will prevail, and thus fearfulness will also prevail. As for the validity of Sri Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there are hundreds and thousands of evidences from revealed scriptures, and there are hundreds and thousands of evidences from personal experiences of devotees in various places like Vrindavan, Navadvip and Puri. Even in the Kaumudi dictionary, the synonym of Krishna are given as the son of Yasoda and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Parabrahman. The conclusion is that simply by hearing the Vedic literature, Srimad Bhagavatam, one can have direct connection with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. And thereby, one can attain the highest perfection of life by transcending worldly miseries, illusion and fearfulness. These are the practical tests for one who has actually given a submissive hearing to the readings of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Syam vai shuyamanayam krishne paramapurushe bhaktir utpadyate pumsa soka moka bhaya apaha. Simply by giving oral reception to this Vedic literature, the feeling for loving devotional service to Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, sprouts up at once to extinguish the fire of lamentation, illusion and fearfulness. So in this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, we are discussing about Satvata Samhita. The yesterday sloka, Sri Vyasadeva compiled this Satvata Samhita. And here in this particular verse today, we are discussing, by giving the oral reception to this Vedic literature, the feeling for loving devotional service to Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, sprouts up at once to extinguish the fire of lamentation, illusion and fearfulness. These three things are, Srila Prabhupada explains, like the concomitant factors of this material world. Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, is dukkalayam asaswatam. This place made in such a way, it's dukkalayam and asaswatam. No matter whatever the efforts we do, no matter whatever the adjustments or arrangements we make, it still remains dukkalayam and asaswatam. We can't change that. Because it is made in a particular way. Why it is made in a particular way? So that we have to get fed up with this material world. Because otherwise, you know, like, even there is so many problems are in the material world, we don't get fed up with the material world that easily. There are so many problems are there, and still we are, okay, chalta hai, just somehow we have to adjust here, adjust there. But Lord Krishna made this arrangement in such a way, it will have this problem. Adi atmik, adi bhautik, adi daivik, all these kleshas are given. And also this lamentation, illusion and fearfulness is given for a particular purpose so that we can achieve the ultimate result. Otherwise everybody wants to stay here, even though there is full of misery, full of lamentation, full of anxiety. Nobody wants to leave this material world. Everything, oh, I am happy here, I am somehow surviving here, I am doing this, doing that. And they are giving different proposals, different plans, different things they are coming up with. Thinking that one day I will become happy. So this is, but one thing is, it's not like a becoming happy, it's not a problem. Even in this material world, you can become happy if we understand who we are, where we are coming from, where we are going. All this situation, if it is all arranged, then we can be happy. Like one of the lectures, Maharaj gave a... So this pilot is making an arrangement, announcement. We have a good news and we have bad news. So everybody was surprised. Oh, there's a good news and a bad news. So then they want to have the good news first. The good news is that we are going very fast. Yes, very good. But the bad news is we don't know where we are going. This is our problem. We are currently faced with the situation. We are going very fast. Everything is advancing. There is no dearth of the technological or whatever the advancement. No dearth actually. There is, everything is there. But we are going, we don't know where we are going, and that we are going very fast. And then it can lead to disaster. That is why Srimad Bhagavatam warns, and Srimad Bhagavatam, Vyasadeva is very concerned actually. This is all the sages, they are very concerned. Sages, like before the Kali Yuga starts, they were worrying what these Kali Yuga citizens will do for God realization. Because the different yugas have a different methods of God realization. But in Kali Yuga, it is very going to be difficult. Manda sumanda madayo, manda bhagyahi upadhruta. Everything is manda only. Manda means very, very slow, dull. But if it is at least footy, cricket, that is very active. But not manda means when it comes to spiritual subject matter becomes manda. Not for anything material. Material there is no manda. Going to the movie, going to this one, going to the bar, going to the pub, it's very, very active, very active, very active. In the night 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, Mangalarti time, they are still active actually. They are also active, but active in a different direction, negative way. But manda sumanda madayo, manda bhagya hi upadhruta. Upadhruta means always disturbed actually. You can see, when you are going in the tram, you look at somebody, why are you staring at me? Like they immediately, they are thinking we have no other business only to stare at them only. They are thinking we have to stare at them only. We have better things to do than stare at somebody else. See, we have other things. We have chat Hare Krishna, we have think about Krishna. So people are very disturbed. So here in Srimad Bhagavatam is giving a formula. Srimad Bhagavatam is not a very theoretical thing actually. Theoretical. It's very practical. How we can understand, how we can understand and how we can put an end to this the lamentation, illusion and fearfulness. So if you can just analyze why these things are coming, it's like because of the first factor is avidya. Because of the ignorance. Because of the ignorance only all these things are starting. What is ignorance? Ignorance means we don't know who we are. Where do we come from? And that is why we are thinking then we are part of this material world. And then we are part of this, all these things, my relationship, they have all this, whatever is connected with this body, they are my relations. So that is, all these relationships are starting. So, Srimad Bhagavatam, that is why it's giving this Chaitanya Charitamrita, or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also says, all the Vedic literature have the mainly one thing we have to understand, is Sambandha, Prayojana, and Abhideya and Prayojana. The three things are mentioned. With someone that we have a relationship. We have a relationship with the Lord. It's an eternal relationship. It's not like this relationship is existing now. Previously the relationship didn't exist. Srila Prabhupada always says this, the connection, Krishna consciousness is already there. Already there. It has to be reawakened. That's why Srila Prabhupada says in all the purports. It's not like we have to get something outside and put inside. It's already there. Only thing is, in the association of devotees, in the hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, that Krishna consciousness is awakened. So that is why Sambandha, there is a relationship. Krishna says, Mamai Vamso Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. The relationship is eternal relationship. So now what happens, that relationship is forgotten, it's like in the kind of a slumber, like a sleeping condition. Living entity thinks, I am part of this material world and I am trying to enjoy this material world. End of the day, it is suffering. It's no suffering. Srila Prabhupada went on a walk and they were doing surfing. Prabhupada was repeatedly calling it suffering actually. It's not a surfing because they are surfing. They are thinking they are surfing. And it's suffering because they are always constantly in touch with this and then meditating. And the next body they are going to get a fish or they are going to get a body in a sea or an ocean. That's what they are going to get. It's a suffering. And people don't understand, this is like this human form of life is given with so many, after so many evolution, we are getting this human form of life. And then we use this just to, using for the basic things, ahara, nidra, bhaya, maituna. These four things only we use, then it is a gross misuse of this human form of life. That can be done in any animal species also, that can be done. Why you have to get a human form of life and then do the same activities what animals are doing and then call ourselves as human beings? That Srimad Bhagavatam condemns that type of attitude. So here, so Sambandha and then Abhideya. And there is a, it's not just like, okay, Sambandha is there, oh that's it, that's forgotten, I can't do anything about that. No, you can do something about that. That's why the Abhideya comes. Abhideya means the process by which we can re-establish that relationship. So here there is one process. This is not one process, only process. By hearing the message of Lord Krishna, Vedic literature, this Vedic literature, by hearing only we can. And then what is the final result? We can just go back home, back to God, or always engaged in the devotional service of the Lord, the loving relationship. That is what it said, simply by giving oral reception to this Vedic literature, the feeling for loving devotional service to Lord Krishna sprouts up, it's there and it just sprouts up in the heart. And then, and what happens? At once extinguish the fire of lamentation, illusion and fearfulness. Srila Prabhupada explains here the importance of ear. These are the various senses of which the ear is most effective. Actually, medical science also says the organ which comes is the ear. The first sense is coming ear. And the last sense to go also is ear actually. So that means, like we can see, Prahlad Maharaj was in the womb of the mother. And even in that precarious condition, in that condition also he could hear. And here Srila Prabhupada says, one has protect himself from the enemy while awake. While awake we can see, eyes can see, like all this. But while sleeping, how can you? You can't do. But just the sound, because of the sound, we can understand some harm is going to come and then we can protect also. So that is why, so the same hearing we have to use, but what we have to hear? So there are so many subject matter to hear. Srimad Bhagavatam says, there are so many subject matters. సహస్రశ అపశ్యతాం ఆత్మతత్వం గ్రహేషు గ్రహమేదినా శ్రోతవ్యాధీని రాజేంద్ర నృణంశాంతిం సహస్రశ అపశ్యతాం ఆత్మతత్వం గ్రహేషు గ్రహమేదినా. దర్ ఆర్ థౌసండ్స్ ఆఫ్ సబ్జెక్ట్ మ్యాటర్ టు హియర్, బట్ వాట్ సబ్జెక్ట్? ఆల్ ది సబ్జెక్ట్ మ్యాటర్ వీ కీప్ ఆన్ హియరింగ్, వీ గెట్ ఓన్లీ యాంగ్జైటీ, లెమెంటేషన్, ఇల్యూషన్ అండ్ ఫియర్ఫుల్నెస్. So instead, we have to hear this subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam. It says, Srila Prabhupada says here, these are the primary symptoms of material disease, and it is definitely suggested herein that simply by hearing the message of Srimad Bhagavatam, one gets attachment for the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, and as soon as this is affected, the symptoms of material disease disappears. Srimad Bhagavatam in the earlier section, also it mentioned, Shinvatam Swakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtanam Hridayantastohi Abhadrani Vidunoti Suhrut Satam. Because this Krishna Kata, Krishna message, is like a Punya Shravana Kirtan. By just hearing, this is not an ordinary subject matter what we are hearing. So when we hear about Krishna, even sometimes we may not even understand everything, still it is beneficial. So there was Srila Prabhupada was giving a lecture, and then it was something in Hindi or some other language, and some of the devotees started leaving. Prabhupada said, why are you leaving? Just stay back. You don't have to leave, because it's not like a Hindi or English or Tamil or Malayalam. That is not a subject matter. Krishna is a subject matter. So by just hearing about Krishna, 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 because the subject matter Krishna, automatically Krishna is present there. Chaitanya Charitamrita says, there is no difference between name Krishna, the form Krishna, the paraphernalia, everything is same. Nama Chintamani Krishna, Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. So this is Krishna. There is no difference between name Krishna, form Krishna, prasadam Krishna or book Krishna. There is no difference actually. So Srila Prabhupada says in this, Srila Vyasadeva saw the all perfect personality of Godhead, and in this statement, the all perfect personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, is clearly confirmed. Vyasadeva didn't have any ambiguity. He didn't say, oh, this is supreme, that is supreme. No. He said, Krishna is the supreme. Krishna Parama Purusha. Same way Srimad Bhagavatam says, Ete Chamsa Kala Pumsa Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. There is no confusion. We don't have to debate, we don't have to do analysis, we have to do this, that. No. He clearly says, Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Here also he says, Krishna Parama Purusha. So we don't have to have any different of opinion or this is supreme, that is supreme. We don't have Krishna. And Krishna says also, Matat parataram nanyat kinchi dasti dananjaya mai sarvam idam proktam sutre mani gana yuga. So Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, this is, there is no truth superior to me, and everything is strung like you see a garland. The garland, all the pearls are strung, and the underlying principle is the thread. That is why the garland looks wonderful. The necklace or whatever looks wonderful. The same way, everything looks wonderful because of the presence of Krishna. Krishna's hand is there. That is why. Otherwise, there is nothing there. This is like Prabhupada gives an example like a zero. There are many zeros. But only when you put a one, then there is some meaning comes to that. Otherwise, everything remains a zero. So that one is Krishna. So the ultimate result of devotional service is to develop genuine love for Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srila Prabhupada again and again repeats this. This is the aim of this human form of life. Okay, the aim of human form of life. At least if we can't do that, then Shrama Evaihi Kevalam. All these activities, I may be this, I may be doing officer there, I may be president there, I may be prime minister there, all the activities are there. But the end result is Dharma Swanustita Pumsa Vishvaksena Katasuya Na Utpadayate Yati Ratim Shrama Evaihi Kevalam. Because if you don't develop a rati, if you don't develop some attachment or some attraction towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all our activities is a useless labor. Srimad Bhagavatam is a bit heavy actually. It says useless labor, because what happens again? You have to take birth again. Punarapi Jananam, Punarapi Maranam, Punarapi Janani, Jatare Shayanam. This thing happens again. So it's not like we are doing so much of activities, everything is useless labor. Yeah, useless labor. If it doesn't invoke, or if it doesn't attract some devotion to Krishna. Bhaktir, this is like that is why Dharma Swanasthita Pumsa Vishvaksena Katasuya Na Utpadayate Yati Ratim. The same Utpadayate is here also. Na Utpadayate Yati Ratim Shrama Evahi Kevalam. So Srila Prabhupada says, and love is the word which is often used in relation with man and woman. And love is the only word that can be properly used to indicate the relation between Lord Krishna and the living entities. That is the intimate relationship we have. Even though, because we are doing so many activities, so many seva, why we are doing? Because of the love and affection. లవ్ అండ్ అఫెక్షన్ వస్తూ లేదు. బికాస్ శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద సేడ్ దర్ ఇస్ ఇన్ ద మెటీరియల్ వరల్డ్ ఓన్లీ లస్ట్ ఇస్ దర్, దర్ ఇస్ నో లవ్. Even though the love, the so-called love is happening everywhere, like we had a Valentine's Day also, but there is no love. There is no love there. There is no love. There is only lust. And Srila Prabhupada says, the closest thing you can tell in the material world, which is love, the mother's affection for the child, that is, can be called love. Because that is the, because the mother doesn't have a execute a contract, like a, you, I look after you so many years, you look after. No, mother's doing this out of affection. That is the closest thing. Closest thing we can do. Because other things are, you pat my back, I pat your back. You scratch my back and I... Because this is all like, you do something for me, I am doing this. This is like, there is only this this transaction, it's like a not a clear transaction. Just like, you do something for me, this is a business only. There is no devotion. So, Srila Prabhupada says, this is the living entities are mentioned as Prakriti in the Bhagavad Gita, and in Sanskrit, Prakriti is a feminine object. Because we are described as a Prakriti and Krishna is the only Purusha. So, and predominator and predominated. Krishna is the predominator and we are predominated. And then, when we try to understand, we want to separately enjoy, then only this, all this complexity is created. We want to separately enjoy from Krishna. Why only Krishna should be the enjoyer? Why I can't be the enjoyer? Yeah, we can be enjoyer also, but we are not a supreme enjoyer. But when Krishna enjoys, automatically we also get enjoyed. Not that, okay, when Krishna eats, not that we all starve and then we all go mad. No, when Krishna eats, we also eat. When Krishna is dressed nicely, and then when we see Krishna, we also happy. The happiness comes. Because we are part and parcel of Krishna. That is why whenever Krishna is happy, we also become happy. Krishna is reciprocating. Krishna reciprocates that feelings with us. And Srila Prabhupada says here, the Lord is always described as the Parama Purusha or the Supreme Personality. Thus the affection between the Lord and the living entity is something like the between male and female. Yes, but male and female, not in that material sense. Purusha and Prakriti. Because this is like a, it's in the material world, the affection is like a very superficial. This is a lusty things in the material world. But the relationship between the Lord and the living entity is like, it's like almost like an attraction between the male and female. No problem. But it is like when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, whether you make me broken hearted or they may make me embrace me, still you are my Lord unconditionally. That is like a gopis said, and Narada Muni had that, why gopis are so great devotees. So then that the story goes where Krishna had a transcendental headache and he wanted a cure. And the cure is, you have to take the dust from the feet of a devotee and apply on Krishna's head. And nobody dares to give dust to, from their foot to Krishna. Nobody wants to do that. They think, if I give my dust to Krishna, I will go to hell. No, everybody is just like, no, we are not prepared. Then when the gopi's turn came, Krishna has a headache. Yeah. Then what is the remedy? Dust, oh, take as much as dust as possible. They don't care. And then Narada Muni, you know, if I put your dust on Krishna's head, you will go to hell. We don't care whether we go to hell or heaven. Krishna's headache has to be cured. So that is the kind of, whether love means, you know, like whatever happens to me, immaterial, doesn't matter. Whatever happens to me, doesn't matter. My beloved has to be happy. It's very, very hard to imagine in the material world. It's like we don't have any transaction like that. Any transaction at all in the material world. We don't have, because it's just like even slightest, I don't like this, you don't like, get away, get lost. My way or your way, go highway. Like if you have different, they just immediately for small things they get annoyed and then just separation, all these things are happening. But here, what we are asking or what the relationship between us and Krishna, whether you make me broken hearted or we embrace me, still you are my worshipful Lord unconditionally. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, like the Shikshashtaka prayer we were reading. So that is the mood. That love and relation has to be done. That has to be done. Sri Prabhupada continues, loving devotional service to the Lord begins with hearing about the Lord. There is no difference between the Lord and the subject matter heard about Him. We just discussed Chinta, Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa. So there is no difference between Krishna's name and Krishna's form. The subject matter Krishna is by hearing all what Krishna says in Srimad Bhagavatam. This is like a Hridayantastohi Abhadrani. Hridayantastohi abhadra, ashta prayeshu abhadreshu, nityam bhagavata sevaya, bhagavati uttama sloke, bhaktir bhavati naishtiki. Because all the abhadras are accumulated with the heart. And abhadras are, what are the abhadras mentioned? Kama, krodha, lobha, moga, these different, those things are there. And Krishna has to sit there. How Krishna can sit with all this? It's like you make a very dirty place. Oh, please come sit. How can you sit? This is not a place to sit actually. This is not a fit place for Krishna to sit. So we have to make the place clean. That Krishna helps also. Not that okay, you have to do all the cleaning yourself. Krishna helps. Krishna helps. He is like a Suhrut. He is a Suhrut. He is a well-wishing friend. Actually, it's like we are the amount of anxiety Krishna has for us to go back to Godhead is so great, and we don't have even 1% of that anxiety we have actually. Krishna is so interested in taking us back to Godhead. He is so anxious, and we are very lethargic and sitting here, trying to enjoy there, and trying to search this, do that. We are very aram se, we are doing things here. And Krishna is a great anxiety. Oh, this fellow is rotting here. I am trying to bring him to spiritual world. He is not showing any interest. So that is why when somebody makes a little bit of endeavor, Krishna fans. This is like a fanning. Krishna, whatever the little bit desire, Krishna fans the desire. So much so, the person takes this process very seriously. Krishna is helping also. And Krishna removes all the anarthas. So that we read, anartha upasamamam sakshat bhakti yogam atokshaje lokasya ajanata vidvan chakra sattvata samhita. All the anarthas Krishna is helping. Why he is helping? So that ultimately once anarthas are removed, then only we can understand. We have to go back to Godhead. So Krishna is helping that also. So Srila Prabhupada, hearing about him means immediate contact with him by the process of vibration of the transcendental sound, and the transcendental sound is an effective way. It acts at once by removing all material affections mentioned above. As mentioned before, a living entity develops a sort of complexity by material association, and the illusory engagement of the material body is accepted as an actual fact. And people think that it is a fact. This one person, they think, no, like this, we'll find a solution to this problem. Somehow or other we'll find. Okay, this material life problems are there. Okay, no problem. I will find this problem. I'll try to solve this problem. This way. I will approach this way, this way. Until death we keep on trying only. This one person went to the astrologer, no, like said, I have this problem. What will happen? First 2 years you suffer like a dog actually. Oh, is that? After that what will happen? You will get used to that actually. So this is our situation. We are thinking, no, by doing this, we'll get some benefit. No, it is not going to be like that. We will get used to this. We will suffer like a dog and we will get used to this. But only intelligent person thinks, why should I suffer like a dog? Why should I go through this misery? Adi atmik, adi bhaudik, adi, all these different. Why should I go through this? Only intelligent person can ask this question. Otherwise, we will say, oh, somehow we will survive. Somehow 9 to 5, go to morning, sit in front of the television for 1 hour. Let's say if you forget something and then eat something, sleep. This is not life actually. This is not life. We don't have to take a human form of life to do this activity. Srila Prabhupada says in one lecture, like the birds, they don't have any big society, they don't have any organization, there is no like a supermarket or anything for them, no kind of nothing. They all just live, and Krishna provides everyone. Everything is provided. Everything is provided for them also. Srila Prabhupada says in the African jungles, they eat so much of grass, the elephants, where the grass is coming from. We are not making any arrangement for 100 tons of grass every month, every week, send it to the jungle. No, it's automatically provided. Krishna is providing. And what is happening? We lack that faith. Oh, Krishna doesn't provide, what will happen? Let me do something also. So this is we have that attitude. Not that we have to just sit idle. Oh, Krishna, you do everything. Just like I will be here, I will be just looking at you only, automatically, everything. No, we have to work for Krishna. Krishna doesn't say that you have faith, doesn't mean that you just sleep and, no. Krishna says, tasmat sarveshu kaleshu mam anusmara yudhyacha. He says, oh, remember me and fight. For Arjuna, he's a close friend of Krishna, and Krishna didn't say that, Arjuna, you go and take rest, take it easy, now I'm going to fight for you. No, you have to fight. Tasmat sarveshu kaleshu mam anusmara yudhyacha. You have to fight. Same way, we have to do our duty. Whatever duty our duty is, we have to perform the duty. And thinking that Krishna will provide. And finally, Krishna is the sanctioning authority. Even though I may put the best effort, but Krishna is not sanctioning, that it may not happen. So that is why somehow we have to try to see Krishna's hands. We may put one endeavor, we may put an effort some way, and sometimes the result may not be coming. So then we have to think, oh Krishna, I'm chanting 16 notes, I'm trying to do this for you, why you are not giving the result to me? We can't do that. Krishna has a way. Sometimes Krishna gives, sometimes Krishna gives, holds back also. So we can't question Krishna. Krishna is a supreme autocrat. He has, he sometimes he will give, sometimes he may not give. Because he may not give something, if he gives something to us, then that may spoil our devotion. He may not give. Sometimes we think, I will have something like a, I want to win Tots Lotto, like a, I want to get so many millions. Krishna may not give. Every time you buy, normally devotees don't buy, but even if you buy, you may not, everything will fail. Because Krishna knows, if you, with little money you are so, this thing, and the more money comes, you may leave and go away from Krishna consciousness. He may not give. So that's why we have to think. Sometimes when the calamity comes, we have to understand the calamity is also mercy of Krishna. It's not that, okay, calamity means, you know, like a vifa. No, calamity is there. Yes, calamity reminds, yes, the material world will be like this only. Don't think anything better than this. Calamities will be there. And we have to take it seriously. That is why Krishna is sending different feelers, different messages he is sending. So Srila Prabhupada continues, by hearing the subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam, this false complexity of materialism is removed and the real peace in society begins, which politicians aspire for so eagerly in many political situations. Everybody wants to peace, peace march. Everywhere there is peace march. You see, peace, they want to achieve peace. United Nations. Srila Prabhupada always says, the United Nations, we started with so many agendas, so many flags. Now the flags are increasing actually. Flags are increasing, that means whether united or divided actually. The flags are increasing, that means your more divisions are happening, not the union is not happening. So this is, they don't have the formula. They don't know. Because they don't know the uniting factor. What is the uniting factor by which we can be united? But here, Srila Prabhupada says, ISKCON, our International Society for Krishna Consciousness, real United Nations. Here we have people. Everybody is there. People from various backgrounds. All the different continents, people are here. And not they are fighting here. Not now. They are happily here. Happily serving Krishna. And they are this is like enhancing their devotion and then enthusiastically discussing. This is like all these things are happening here. Why it is happening? Because there the uniting factor is there. Srila Prabhupada gave the lecture in United Nations and they asked us what Prabhupada spoke. Remember, anyone remember what Prabhupada spoke on United Nations? Bhoktaram yagyatapasam sarvaloka maheshwaram suhrudam sarvabhutanam nyatvamam santim rachyati. This is the 3-point peace formula. He gave the peace formula. What is the peace formula? Bhoktaram yagyatapasam. Bhokta. Krishna is the bhokta. We are thinking, we are enjoying. We are also trying, we are enjoying. No. Krishna is the bhoktaram yagyatapasam. All the yagya tapas, everything. Who is the bhokta? Krishna is the bhokta. Krishna is bhoktaram yagyatapasam. Sarva loka maheshwaram. He is the maheshwara. Ishwara. Maheshwara. All the lokas, he is the ishwara. Sarva loka maheshwaram. And suhrdam sarva bhutanam. Suhrdam sarva bhutanam means he is the best well-wishing friend of all the living entities. Suhrut. Suhrut means he is the best friend. We have so many friends are there, but he is the best well-wishing friend. Always wishing. Even though we want to go away from him, still he wants to help. What kind of friend is that? Here in the material world, with this type of friends, you are, I don't care, then they all go away. But Krishna, even though we said to Krishna, I don't care about you, but still Krishna is following us. As a Paramatma, he is still coming as and trying to give guidance. How ungrateful our situation will be like. Even though we are saying, Krishna, don't bother us, but still Krishna is coming. So, because this is the love and affection Krishna has for a living entity. Because Krishna is very, very, in a kind of a painful situation. Not in the material pain situation. Painful situation where, because the living entity is in the fallen condition, it's like a, Srila Prabhupada gives the example, you have a finger. There is a pain in the finger, we feel. Same way, Krishna also feels for the living entity. Oh, you have to be happy. You can be happy here with me. Why you are here? That's why he comes. And then he gives this message. Natadbhasayate suryo nasasankona pavakaha yadgatvana nivartante taddhama paramamama. Krishna gives. Krishna canvasses. Just like sometimes the tourist people also canvass. Come to Malaysia, come to Thailand, come to Bangkok. Krishna says, come to Taddhama paramam mama. You come to Vaikuntha, come to Goloka Vrindavan. Then natadbhasayate surya. There is no need of surya, no need of sun, no need of moon, no need of electricity. And then you can have eternal happiness there with him. And Krishna is canvassing. And Krishna doesn't stop there. Not just canvassing. No, Krishna personally comes. Personally also comes. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyuktanam akarmasya tadatmanam srija. He comes, personally comes also, and then he sends his generals Acharyas are coming. And he gives Srimad Bhagavatam, he gives Bhagavad Gita. All this, he makes all the arrangement. Everything is provided. And then he is giving, as a Chaita Guru, he is there. And also he is an external manifestation Guru. He sends everything he is giving. Why he is giving all these things? So that we can take advantage of and go back to him. The father will be happy when the son returns back. Like a, if you also in a material sense also, as a parents will know, if the child has gone out, already 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, even though you may be trying to sleep, you won't sleep actually. There will be a pricking. Oh, still the door has not opened, the child has not come. So that feeling is there. Same feeling Krishna also has. Krishna has. Oh, this fellow, how many janma this fellow is rotating in this material world. He has to come. So then, when the living entity goes back home, back to Godhead, Krishna is happy. And Krishna is more happy if somebody trying to do that activity for him. Like even in the material world also, you have some mission. You have some mission. If somebody helps on the mission, what will you do? Okay, you are helping my mission? Get lost. No, you will be very, very favorably placed with the devotee, that person. Same way, anybody, Krishna, what is Krishna's mission? Krishna's mission is all of us. Go back from back to Godhead, happily live with him. And anybody who tries to do that, tries to give this knowledge to others, so that person also go back home, back to Godhead, Krishna is very pleased with him. Atatatmat manushyeshu kashchinme priyakrtama. Krishna says, there is no person more dear to me than him who is trying to distribute this knowledge to you. This is very, very, very essential actually, because this is Vyasadev giving this message. And this is like you have aushadha, you have a medicine. What will you do? You very nice medicine, and it is a cure for phenicia for all the problems. What do you do with that medicine? You just lock it in the cupboard and then keep the key always in your hand? No, that is not the way. That medicine you try to distribute, give it to others, and so that they can be benefited. We don't want to distribute. Like Srila Prabhupada, he could have stayed back in Vrindavan, happily gone back home, back to Godhead. Fine. But he didn't do that. Vaishnava is a paradukha dukhi. Paradukha dukhi means by just seeing the misery of others, you get unhappy. You get unhappy. But in material world, is paradukha sukhi. Oh, your car is broken. Oh, okay, I'm very happy. Your car, leg is broken. Okay, I'm okay. Yes. We are always, you know, like when somebody is in pain, you get very elated actually. But Vaishnava mentality is not. Vaishnava mentality is like when we see somebody unhappy, and then he says, oh, what can I do? What is the greatest unhappiness one can have? What can be the greatest unhappiness? Forgetting Krishna. Because forgetting Krishna, that means all the problems, all these anarthas, all the soka, moga, bhaya, everything, because of we are forgetful of Krishna. We have forgotten Krishna, and then we have forgotten ourselves. That is why all these problems, we are identifying with the body. All these things start from there. We forget Krishna. That is why this problem. So, the best remedy is by just re-establish the relationship. And this Srimad Bhagavatam helps, Bhagavad Gita helps to re-establish the relationship. And here we have to distribute this. By distributing this, and then we are in the good books of Krishna. Krishna is very pleased. Krishna says, there is no devotee is more dear to me than him who is trying to give this message to others actually. Because we are working for Krishna. Give the message to Krishna. Krishna means what happens? Then that person also takes it seriously, and then he goes back to God. And Krishna, the one count, Krishna doesn't have to worry about that one soul. So that person is already gone back home, back to God. So like this. Like this is a nice pastime of Srila Ramanujacharya. Ramanujacharya's guru gave him one mantra. This mantra will give you liberation. But the condition is, you should not tell this mantra to anyone. He put this precarious condition actually. But Ramanujacharya thought about this. He is a great Acharya, great Vaishnava. So he thought, doesn't matter. He said, if you say this mantra, then you will go to hell. So he said, okay, better I go to hell. Then he went to this one temple in Tirukoshti or in South India. He went and then went to the main top place, Gopura, said, called everyone, yes, I have this one mantra, one Phoenicia, all of you come and hear. And then he chanted the mantra there. Everybody got the benefit. And then he met the Guru. Then the Guru, then he saw the compassion of this Srila Ramanujacharya. Then he embraced him. Oh, your mood is so different. He wants to, even personally, I want to suffer in hell, I don't mind, if these people can be delivered. So that is the mood of the Guru. వాసుదేవ దత్త, లైక్ సేమ్ ప్రిన్సిపల్ వాసుదేవ దత్త, చైతన్య మహాప్రభుస్ డివోటి, హీ సెడ్ టు చైతన్య మహాప్రభు దట్ ఐ విల్ టేక్ ఆల్ దర్ ఇఫ్ దే హ్యావ్ టు సఫర్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ దర్ సిన్ఫుల్ థింగ్స్ లెట్ మీ టేక్ ఆల్ దిస్ ఇన్ మై హెడ్ మై అకౌంట్ దెన్ లెట్ దమ్ బి లిబరేటెడ్. దిస్ ఈస్ ద మూడ్ ఆఫ్ డివోటీ. యాక్చువల్లీ సమ్హౌ ఆర్ అదర్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు హ్యావ్ ద కంపాషన్. దట్ కంపాషన్ ఈస్ దట్ టుడే వీ ఆర్ సిట్టింగ్ హియర్ ఇన్ దిస్ రూమ్ మీన్స్ కంపాషన్. సంబడి హెస్ షోడ్ కంపాషన్, దట్ ఈస్ వై వీఆర్ హియర్. ఇఫ్ శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద షోడ్ కంపాషన్, దట్స్ వై వీ ఆర్ హియర్. That same way, this compassion has to be shown, has to be given. Because we can't immediately, oh, he can't become a devotee, he's written off case. No. Who are you to write off anybody? Krishna, if he could have written off us, actually, then we will be in the road. We don't have to write off anyone. We give an attempt, give prasadam. We have to be intelligent how to engage this person in Krishna consciousness. That is our intelligence. We have to, easy to say, oh, you can't become a devotee. Very easy to say. But what have you done? You have done something to make that person devotee. That effort if you put, then Krishna takes it very seriously. Even little bit effort in Krishna's thing, he takes it very seriously. Svalpam abhyasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhaya. Even that small attempt we do, that Krishna takes it very seriously. Oh, this person has done some seva for me. Krishna, you might have forgotten, but Krishna doesn't forget. Krishna keeps that in his remembrance. So Srila Prabhupada continues here. As far as validity of Sri Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there are hundreds and thousands of evidences from revealed scripture, and there are hundreds and thousands of evidences from practical experience of devotees in various places like Vrindavan, Navadvip and Puri. This is so many. Shastra so gives so much of example, like we discussed Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, everywhere Krishna says, and also not only this, all the Upanishads also giving all this information, Krishna is the Supreme. Ete chamsa kalapumsa, Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Arjuna also says, Parabrahma, Parandama, Pavitram, Paramam, everything is given. And not only like only one section of the people accept Krishna, no, all the Acharyas are accepted, Shankaracharya, Madhvacharya, Ramanujacharya, everybody. భజ గోవిందం భజ గోవిందం గోవిందం భజ మూఢమతే. సో ఎవ్రీవేర్ ఎవ్రీవేర్ ఇట్స్ లైక్ ఆల్ ద సంప్రదాయ, ఎవ్రీబడి ఇస్ అక్సెప్టింగ్ కృష్ణ. సో దట్ ఈస్ వై దర్ ఇస్ నో ఇట్స్ నాట్ అ క్వశ్చన్ ఆఫ్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు డూ సమ్ రిసర్చ్ వర్క్ టు ఫైండ్ అవుట్, యూ హ్యావ్ టు డూ సమ్ డిబేట్, నథింగ్ ఇస్ నీడెడ్. ఎవ్రీథింగ్, ఆల్ దీస్ థింగ్స్ ఆర్ సార్టెడ్ అవుట్. నౌ యూ హ్యావ్ టు ఫాలో. నౌ అవర్ ప్రాబ్లమ్ ఇస్ నా లైక్ వీ ఎవ్రీబడి వాంట్స్ టు డూ సమ్ రిసర్చ్. నో నీడ్ టు డూ ఎనీ రిసర్చ్. ఆల్రెడీ ప్రభుపాద హస్ డన్ ఆల్ ద రిసర్చ్, గివెన్ ఆల్ ద పర్పోర్ట్, ఆల్ ద వేదిక్ సిస్టమ్, ఆల్ ద ఆచార్యస్ కన్క్లూషన్ హీ హస్ గివెన్. నౌ యూ హ్యావ్ టు ఫాలో ఓన్లీ. But you keep on doing research, how many years you can do research, and then finally when to follow actually, we are doing research only, and then when to follow. So that's when achar, vichar, prachar. So we just do this, yes, we study the subject matter, and then we do some vichar, very scrutinizingly study, and then do some prachar also. Achar, vichar, prachar. Prachar means this prachar is very, very essential, otherwise you know, like how we are going to give this message to others. The message for us also. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Janma Sarthasakari. First we have to perfect our life actually. Before perfecting our life, we can't give any message to others actually. So the first message is, first of all, we have to take this seriously. When we take this seriously, and then we understand this, and understand Srimad Bhagavatam, understand all this, then we can give this message to others also. So that will be pleasing. So even in the Kaumudi dictionary, this is Srila Prabhupada quotes this in the dictionary also, it says son of Yasoda and the Supreme Personality of Godhead Brahman is defined as Krishna. The definition for Krishna is given like that. The conclusion is, Prabhupada concludes, just simply by hearing the Vedic literature, Srimad Bhagavatam, one can have direct connection with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, and thereby one can attain the highest perfection of life by transcending worldly miseries, illusion and fearfulness. These are the practical test for one who has actually given a submissive hearing to the readings of Srimad Bhagavatam. So this is the test also. We can also tell. We don't have to go around ask, am I making advancement? The advancement we are making, anybody is making advancement or not, by how much we are having, we have fearfulness, we have lamentation, we have a bhaya, if it is there, then we have to work on that. Still we have to long way to go. But that's why it's not like we don't have to think, oh, now I have fear, that means, no, we are constantly hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, constantly following this process. But one day, we will also, all these anarthas are removed, then we will understand our real position. Then there is no fear, no lamentation, no hankering. Also we can, even devotees, we always feel some glimpse of that even now also. You don't have to become like at the time of death, we'll realize everything. No, even while practicing devotional service,
Devotees have the glimpse of all these things. They can't see also. Even in our whatever little experience or little understanding we have, we feel. Oh, because a person who is going for a job interview, he knows very well. Okay, I'm trying to do this for Krishna, and Krishna gives that, I will accept that. Krishna doesn't give, I will continue with whatever I'm doing. This way, you become very, very indifferent to all these different material things. Sometimes there will be ups and downs will be there. So these things will help actually. So we have to, somehow or other, we have to develop this hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, the Vedic literature, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. It's not that Bhagavatam, you just read one section and then keep it. No. Sometimes people ask, what do we read? Prabhu, I have already read Bhagavad Gita. No, start again. Because not, if you read Bhagavad Gita, that means like we have to manmanabhava madbhakto madhyaji. If you understood that? No, you not understood, then read again. Because we have to, same way Bhagavatam also. We have to read Nityam Bhagavata Seva. It's not that, okay, you read Bhagavatam once, okay, finished, everything is. So have you come to this conclusion? This is soka, moha, bhaya, apaha. No soka, no moha, no bhaya. Then that means still the process is working. So you have to continue working. Same way, we have to, this is a test actually. Test for us. You don't have to go and ask for certificate from somebody, you know, like whether I have advanced or not. No, you don't have to ask. You have to find yourself, self-test. Whether, how much attachment I have for Krishna, how much detachment I have for matter. I have more attachment to Krishna, so that means, yes, process we are. Process is always working. Only the application is like a, sometimes the people, oh, this process is not, this is not going to work for me. No, not like, process has worked for millions of people. If the process is not working for one person, that means the application of the process, there is some flaw. So we have to take some help and then do the process properly. Then it will work. So somehow, this is Srila Prabhupada gives the conclusion, simply by hearing the Vedic literature, Srimad Bhagavatam, we can have direct connection. So we have to have this endeavor. We have to. This is why Srila Prabhupada has given this, if you are not able to come every day, at least at home you can read Srimad Bhagavatam. Nityam Bhagavata Seva. Bhagavata Seva can be done in many ways, by reading Srimad Bhagavatam or service to Bhagavatas. The persons who are rendering service to the Lord, we can serve them, that is also Bhagavata Seva. So that way, Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, Bhagavati Uttama Sloke, Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. The same thing. Utpatyade Bhakti. This Bhakti is sprouts up. But Nityam Bhagavata Seva, what happens? Bhakti is established in the heart as an irrevocable fact. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, Bhagavati Uttama Sloke, Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. That means that once it is established in the heart, nobody can revoke that. So that is a very, it's like a solid foundation is put in the heart. So that is what Srila Prabhupada has given. So we take it seriously and then we also try to give this message to others also. That will be good for us and good for others also. Just try to stop here. If there is any questions or comments. And Prabhuji?
I have got a few comments. First of all, thank you very much for the excellent lecture.
Thanks for...
Prabhupada's purpose is so beautiful. And you explained it so nicely. Lord, so we are doing six candles at the moment. Course.
Yes.
And as I made it as an example, just by chanting, even shouting the name for Narayan, his son, and by hearing that, three young Buddhas came to take out his soul from his heart. But the four Vishnu Buddhas came, just by the Narayan name, although he was calling his son, but because it is the name of Lord Narayan, so four. Vishnu Buddhas came to and they can stop. And so this is the potency of holy name that you're saying in Bhagavatam.
Yes.
Six came to the best. Poshanam. Lord is telling how he protected the Buddha.
Poshanam, yes.
And he was not a devotee at that time when he chanted him. So the potency of the holy name is very important. Now Krishna is so kind that you were telling also that in a say size of one chant point. Here, babe, another bigger figure here, so important that he can revive the remembrance of the person. I'll give an example. When I used to live in the city before coming from Melbourne, we had a neighbor, he had advanced Alzheimer's disease. He couldn't remember anything. And one day it so happened in the afternoon, the people thought that he had passed away. Advanced Alzheimer's disease. People were trying to wake him up and he didn't respond at all. So I had to pass by his side and I just shouted very loudly, Lauri! And he
Thank you, sir.
And Lord Krishna is so kind that in a 1 cent coin size, he has put all his structures here and vestibular system, control of their balance and everything. So he has given the excellent human body for you to carry. And if we don't use it in the service of Krishna, our loving medical will be.
Cross misuse, yes. Thank you, Prabhu. Actually, Mahatma Prabhu is the ENT surgeon. He is the best one to talk about hearing, actually. He is best one to talk about even material hearing, and also he is best one to talk about spiritual hearing. Because, so we have to take Mahatmas, because it's like by just hearing he could revive somebody, because this is like so that's very interesting. Prabhupada's mercy. Yes, actually this is today, this is like, it's not a joke actually, like, because Prabhupada showed compassion, that's why we are here. If Prabhupada didn't show compassion, then we may be like, now we are saying, so some people are on the road, so we may be like that only. Prabhupada's compassion, that's why, and how we can repay Prabhupada? We can't repay Prabhupada. At least we can attempt to do something by trying to give whatever message Srila Prabhupada and his representatives are giving, then we try to give the message. That's why Janma Sarthakari, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave this, not only to, we should not think only for Indians, so this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction is, Bharata Bhumite Manushi Janma Yara, Janma Sarthakari Karo Paropaka. Janma Sarthakari, first we make our life, try to make our life perfect, and then give this knowledge to others. That way we can at least, even though our attempt may be insignificant, like we know the story where Lord Ramachandra is building the bridge to Lanka. So Hanumanji is throwing big boulders, big stones. And then one squirrel also wanted to contribute something. I also want to do something. Because this is the beauty. Because devotional service is not that, okay, only boulders can be thrown. The small insignificant people can't do anything. Yeah. Squirrel, I want to do something. So, squirrel doesn't have that much capacity to throw boulders. But squirrel went into the sea and then took bath, and whatever it came to this bank, and whatever the sand was there, just took in the back, and then it used to do in the building site where they are building. So, it was happening, and Ramachandra Murthy also watching there. Hanumanji said, please get away from here, because you will get crushed. When the Lord said, Hanumanji, you have whatever you are doing, it's also pleasing to me. But squirrel is doing according to its capacity. Squirrel's capacity is only that much only. Squirrel cannot take boulders and throw that. And the squirrel is doing. So that bhava is very important. Bhava. Krishna is called bhava grahi janardana. Krishna doesn't see whether you have made all these big opulent things. No, the bhava is not there. Everything else can be opulent. Krishna doesn't accept. If bhava is there and there is little bit flaw there, Krishna accepts that. Because Krishna sees the bhava. With what bhava that has been done, so Krishna, bhava grahi janardana. So it is very important we develop that bhava. Yes, anything else, Pros? Also, today is disappearance day of Srila Iswarapuri. Srila Iswarapuri is spiritual master of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's spiritual master. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. He doesn't have to take spiritual master. Like Krishna doesn't have to take spiritual master. Still he took instruction from Sandipani Muni. Same way Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took initiation from Srila Iswarapuri. And Srila Iswarapuri is a very very nice pastimes are there. When Chaitanya Charitamrita, I will just mention one or two. One pastime at least. Iswarapuri's spiritual master is Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri is like that Krishna stole this Chira Gopinath. So this is for sweet rice he stole for Madhavendra Puri. And Madhavendra Puri had two disciples. Srila Prabhupada always explains. Many disciples, but mainly Srila Madhavendra Puri taught all the lesson. But two disciples. One disciple was Iswarapuri, the other disciple was Ramachandra Puri. There's many, like even Advaita Acharya also is a disciple of Madhavendra Puri. Even Nityananda Prabhu also a disciple. But two disciples. So Iswarapuri, even Madhavendra Puri was in a very advanced age. He was always meditating on Krishna, Radha, always. And at that time, Iswarapuri did all the menial services for Madhavendra Puri. So Madhavendra Puri was so captivated by his service. He said, I can't do anything. I just pray to Krishna that let him be pleased with you. he gave this blessings to Isharapu. And then the other person, Ramachandra Puri, so he was also a disciple, but at that time when he was sometimes meditating on, he would always say sometimes Radha, Krishna, or different gopis names. He was trying to instruct the spiritual master, why you are lamenting, you meditate on Parabrahman, all these different type of impersonal things he was telling. Then he immediately, Madhavendra Puri chastised him, saying that you just don't even be here, just get away from here, I don't want to see you anymore. So this is Prabhupada explains there, by two disciples, how the disciples should deal with the spiritual master, and Madhavendra Puri has demonstrated it. By one person serving in a menial way, got so much blessings, so much so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Lord, has become a disciple of Isharapuri. This is one side. On the other side, Ramachandra Puri, he was also a disciple, but he tried to instruct spiritual master. He tried to give some more understanding to spiritual master. That we should not try to do. So then he got finally chastisement, and then the whole spiritual life is ruined. So that's a nice pastime in Sri Lanka. There are so many other things where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Gaya and then met Sri Isharapuri and took Diksha in Gaya. Actually, he got initiated in Gaya because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's father passed away. On the pretext of doing Srardha, he went to Gaya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doesn't have to do that. But still, he went as a normal human being does. He also went there, and then he met Isharapuri, and then he took Diksha from Gaya-dham. Srila Isharapuri Pada ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Granthara Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai.